diving deep into a world of fashion with a unique twist. Joanne enters the Nettle Patch, merging comfort with purpose. She presents her line of treatment-friendly clothing. Let's unravel the threads of her idea.
Hello, Nettles. I'm Joanne Nicholson, and I'm one of the co-founders of And Able. So my daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumour back in 2016. We were brought back to York because we were in Australia at the time. She didn't want to die there, so we brought her back home to die. So she passed away in 2019, at the age of 24. And it was her journey that she went on. It wasn't the illness, it was the treatment that really affected her body and her mind and the way she looked at herself. She was a model in Australia, so when they put her on dexamethasone, like you've ever heard of them, they actually treat COVID with it now. So she was on dexamethasone and she went from size 6 to an 8 to a 22 in 6 months. All her skin split, you couldn't touch her, she was in hypersensitive pain constantly. And we were adapting my clothing to fit her. Because there was nothing on the market, absolutely nothing. You know, you can go to Primark and get a pair of leggings or a pair of joggers and they'll fit you one week. And the next week, she'll be too big for them.
Prime.
So what we did, we came up with an idea. I got some really beffy trousers. I put drawstrings in everywhere just to let out and then pull it back in when she'd lost the weight because the body was changing all the time. And when she passed away, it was people's reactions to her walking down the street. She was going blind just before she passed away and she was dragging her foot. She wasn't allowed in a pub because they thought she was drunk. It was things like that that really, as a parent, it really stuck with me. And I'd worked in the NHS for 10 years. Sort of, I had a little bit of understanding of when you go for your treatments, your radiotherapy, certain things can't go in scanners, like metal. You've got to have quite a thin material. So I thought, after she passed, I need to change. I need to change people's journeys. I can't change the outcome. I'm not medical, I'm not a doctor. But what I can do is change the actual journey you have when having treatments. It don't have to be cancer. It can be you can have dialysis. Your chronic illnesses, you have to live with MS, MND, anything like that. Any type of treatment you go to hospital for. Even beauty treatments. We've had people buy stuff for having tattoos done. It's at the tops off. So we come up with this idea, got in touch with my best friend, Claire. And she was a graphic. She's done a lot of fashion. I've never touched fashion in my life, so she knew sort of a little bit of the way around a sewing machine better. So we come up with this idea that we'd have a range of clothing, treatment-friendly fashion. It's not for people in wheelchairs. It works for everybody, but a lot of them nowadays have them specifically if you're in a wheelchair. You have a bit of extra fabric in the back, or you'll have a cape so you don't have to put your arms in. You just put it over your sock. Well, our range of clothing is you can wear it all day, every day, it doesn't matter. Nobody will know you're having treatments when you're wearing it. Two people could be walking on the street with that on, you wouldn't know. He's got a stoma bag. It don't look for a stoma bag, and you can access lines in your arms. And those are for your Hickman lines, I don't know if you... So these are for Hickman lines, the central lines. If you have anything in your chest, if you have chemotherapy, they can't get in your arm. They have a little pipe here.
Okay.
Do you have to take your top off when you're having your throat stuck?
It's just opens up.
So main sense.
Yes, no.
The little drawstring at the back, it pulls in and lets out if you lose some weight. We do everything oversized as well.
Yeah.
Everything's oversized, nice baggy, comfy. So that's the look. And the material's called scuba.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a spongy, but it's really cold to touch.
And it's stretchy as well, isn't it?
Stretchy, yeah. It's super warm. Seeing down when you're chemotherapy, people just... It's cold. My model here, Bessel, Lisa, she's... Do you want to tell them?
I'm currently just going through chemotherapy myself at the minute. I've got 2 more sessions left at 12, so I'm nearly at the end of the tunnel now. But, Basically, this clothing is absolutely fantastic for what you need while you're going through treatments. I can vouch for that myself, though.
So what we also come up with, this is not on the market yet. We're still trying to get the design right because I don't like the design. But this needs to be here. So it's going to be changed. So what you do, you go in, pull your the music, pull the tourniquet. So it's got a tourniquet on itself.
Yeah.
And have your blood still.
As Joanne lays out her treatment-friendly pieces, the Nettles lean in, eyes focused, eager to catch every detail. fabric meets fashion, and the pitch takes on a tactile dimension.
It's going to save the NHS a lot of money and a lot of time, and I think that's the part, the biggest part is the time for the NHS. We've had as a lot, they use a disposable, yeah, because ones you're using now are plastic, so they just throw them away. So this actually in a top, and we've got a design with a pressure cuff in the arms as well, so you pull it up and then do a pressure side the arm cuff. And this is just a similar thing with that one, just opens up. Everything done.
Yeah.
We've got quite a few products that my friend, my business partner's gone on holiday, and then he's locked the house up so I couldn't access anything. But what I did have, however, is some of these wonderful trousers that we've got designed. Yes. I'd like to demonstrate these.
Yeah, so I'll set this up.
It's a bit warm for you. It's a very warm. I can pass it around so you can have a look at it. So we do them in blue, we do them in any colours. People can go on the website and order a colour with a different colour. Tourniquet.
Right. But I noticed that this one is branded.
It is branded.
But this one isn't.
Not yet. These are not. This is our old name.
Right.
Okay. What happened was, Deborah Meadham contacted us.
Yeah.
She absolutely thinks we're amazing, the brand, yeah, everything. And we've been selling in America a few. Not a lot, but a few. And what the people are coming back with, that in America is not culturally appropriate.
What is it?
What?
Paint.
It was a new thing, isn't it?
War paint. It's Native American, isn't it? She said to us, the first thing you have to do is get rid of that paint off. And I only called it that because that's what my daughter used to say, put my wall paint on.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And that's why we called it that. So these, and they're going to be a new style. That's going to be taken off, and it's just...
Sorry, can I ask you? You said Deborah Meadham contacted you. You haven't been on the Dragon's Den.
No.
But how did she... Why contact
you? She contacted me and Claire, because we've sent these designs to a company in London called Innovation UK. They said, amazing, brilliant. And then a lady called Alice Ingram, if you know the lady, she works up at the university.
Yeah.
She contacted us, and she'd seen this. So we'd done the Art Fashion Week last year, and all our models that we use have diagnosis. They have either catheters, we've got a guy with a brain tumour, a lady who had double mastectomy, and Alice Ingram had seen the fashion show, and she said, what an amazing idea. So we actually got given offices up at the Catalyst building at York University, which we had for 12 months, just to give us some space to start designing things like that, which we used for 12 months. And then Alice had shown Deborah Meadham our clothing range, and she contacted us, and we filmed for over a year with her, and we were on the One Show.
All right.
Back with January.
All right.
Yeah. She absolutely loves the brown, she loves the design.
Part of the... No, right.
No, she can't invest because she's going to keep an eye on us, she said. She won't invest because we haven't got 2 years' accounts. And with Dragon's Den, they're not allowed to... If it's not Dragon's Den and you don't offer it on the day, apparently, it's a bit of a legal...
Right.
Okay. So she said she can't invest yet.
Right.
She's keeping an eye on us. She tweets us and messages and rings us. She's absolutely lovely. She's a really lovely lady.
I'm sure she is.
She's lovely. So we
very bright.
She's very clever, yeah. Yeah, she has cancer herself.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she had skin cancer.
Oh, right.
Clear now, but yeah.
Right.
So we filmed for a year with her. And then we come up with all these other designs. She kept saying, don't bring anything else out. You need to patent everything. You need to protect everything. So if you can't patent the passion, you can protect it.
Right, okay.
So we're about to protect everything we've done.
And does that fundamentally mean a similar thing in that no one could copy?
Protecting it, all they'd have to do is munch as this.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
So I'm saying you're protected.
You're protected from replication.
Yeah, yeah. And I think especially the tourniquet one, that there's nothing on the market.
No.
The only other people that use a tourniquet is the American Army. And they have a big bar on the top of the leg in case they sound on the line.
Okay, right, okay.
So it's been a really heavy bar.
Yeah.
It tourniquet.
Yeah.
It stops the bleeding. So these are not even on the website yet because I'm not happy with them at the moment.
Yeah.
They need a little bit of work doing. So we've had to protect these. We've had to, because once they're out there, they're going to get copied.
Yeah.
By people.
Do they have to, is there any kind of medical aspect?
No, to go through nice. No, don't have to get past ovaries. We're working at the hospital, I knew that, and I spoke to a couple of doctors and said no, because it's only a tourniquet.
Yeah.
Weightlifters Have you ever seen the T-shirts that weightlifters have? The T-shirts, and they have a really strong band here, and what they pull it.
Right.
And it makes the veins stand up with the money building. It's a similar design. Right. It's a similar thing. But ours are a proper tourniquets would use. They don't use them in the NHS much now because they throw away things. Mm. So all basically all clothing is something you could wear to go and have your treatment done and then you go out for a meal.
Yeah. I mean,
No, we've got these trousers.
That's clever.
That's so clever.
And presumably then that, like you say, depending on what size you are, will just accommodate, won't it?
Wow.
That's so cool.
There is a medical reason for these, so you do look great as well.
They look really nice. Yeah, they look really bright. Yeah. Like having the slit up the side.
It's all the way around.
And is the key that you want to keep it? You want to keep it within the UK,
yeah,
as an ethical
kind of. I don't want to be employed outside.
Yeah.
So everything in the UK, if we can, if it's possible.
But you haven't done that yet, have you?
No, not for that. We've still got stock of that one. We've got a company in Manchester called Stylewise, and they produce for Boohoo. And they're on board with us,
But do you think they're going to want to charge much more than China?
No.
Oh, right.
No, the guys we went to in Stylewise, it's about similar.
Right, okay, well, that's good news, isn't it? So we can claim the back as well.
But what we'd like to do, though, is keep it in your...
Yeah, keep that.
People at home, working from home, we can give them work to do.
Interesting.
Yeah. What a great way. I mean, that's a good way of looking at it as well. There's a lot of people can do it from home, help you out. Talented people, you know, who can sew and...
Yeah, we do love...
3 minutes.
So if you were successful in winning this campaign, what difference would it make to your business?
A massive difference. I've got short-term memory loss and my business partner's going to cancer treatment herself. So we struggle on a daily basis, just every day. I write everything down, we get things done, but we struggle with social media, our website, the promotions, our flyers and things like that. It's only me and Claire, we're both two mums.
Yeah.
We've never done that like this before. You know what I mean? We're not business people.
But it seems as though you are getting traction, aren't you? You're confident that there's a big market here, aren't you?
Teenage Cancer Trust on board.
Yeah. And presumably you want this to monetize and become a proper business.
Not yet.
Make money from it.
Definitely, because if we don't make money, we don't help people.
That's it. But what's your primary objective? To help people?
Help people, yeah.
But even if you don't make any money?
Even if you don't make any money? No. I would want to help people. Okay. I really do. Teenage Cancer Trust, we're going to see them next week.
If you made a lot of money, what would you do
with it? Buy a yacht.
Oh, right, well, so just...
Tears, right. Not the yacht, no, sir.
You were very quick. See, that was a quick turnaround, wasn't it?
Buy a house, because we have to go back to Australia to be like our own to die.
Oh.
We have to leave everything behind.
Can I just quickly ask, I know we're running out of time, do you predominantly sell... your stock on the website at the moment, or?
Yeah. We did have a shop in Cornish Street at Fabricate.
All in good shop.
Like a community.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So we've just come out of there because they cancelled our Macmillan morning. God, let us advertise anything.
Right.
Restricted.
Where do you see this going in terms of.
I'd like shops on High Street.
Is it something that you would want to become mainstream and that visible and people are aware of?
One in three people's going to get help.
Mm. It was one in two, isn't it? This
illnesses. And it's for you to wear while you have.
To be honest with you, and I would wear that without even, like, because I love all those utilitarian zip pants. Love that.
So over your head if you're having a cold cap.
Love
it. We're just in the middle of getting our charity status before Clash of the Fights. All these headwear are made by me and Claire Bach.
Fashion with a Fight.
And we give them out to the York Hospital, St. Anne's Hospice. We take them to Hull, we take them to Leeds, and they're all free of charge. We just pay them to give out.
Stay tuned as tomorrow, another budding entrepreneur steps into the nettle patch. Until then, keep those entrepreneurial dreams alive.